Okay, so that's our political shout out to all of you who think that that's exactly what this Christmas is going to be.
Which is what?
You're speaking of Trump?
Christmas with the devil.
Oh, great. Now we know your viewpoint. Okay.
That's the name of the song.
Oh, is
I'm
that
saying
the name
that's the name of the song.
Oh, unless you're married, then it's still with the angel.
Thank you. I'm glad you...
Angel, yes.
I gave you the evil eye.
Yeah, the evil eye to Angel. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And I am excited. Our friend from the past is on again. Sean Burke had to press America's reset button, and they did press that button, didn't they, Sean?
It certainly got pressed, I'll say. I think we couldn't have had... It really surprised me in the end when it happened. I thought, wow, this is exactly what I've been trying to push for, though I wasn't really thinking of it in that way. We've definitely disrupted the establishment in D.C., which is what I think we needed to do.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It was remarkable. I thought, you know, everyone, all the stations, every station pretty much said, well, you know, Donald has only one path and it's narrow and he's got to take Florida. And I thought, hey, you know, if he doesn't take Florida, it's over. But the truth is, he could have lost Florida. I think he still would have got a second path. I was surprised. I was really surprised. But it's sort of about your book. Get out there and vote and make a difference.
Yeah, my whole message was, if you don't like what your government's doing, throw them out. And in this case, I think it was applied very much to the fact that Hillary Clinton represented kind of the establishment. She's been in the government for a long time. Her husband has.
The man.
And I just think from that basis, people went, you know what? We need to go in a different direction. And, of course, we have, you know, just, as far as a popular vote, half the people didn't vote for him. But I think at least half decided we need to go in another direction. So it was an absolute reset, at least in that sense. And that's what I've always pushed. Is first we disrupt what's going on in Washington, and with that done, then we can put in place a structure that helps us not get back into the mess we were. So this is just step one is, okay, we've ousted kind of the establishment. The job is now huge to move forward.
Well, and one of the things, you know, that you really wanted to get out there, the word out with your book and with your tour, was this isn't just about the presidency, because the presidency is only one portion. And
right.
And so I have not looked to follow, but how did we do in pressing that reset button with our congressmen and senators?
Yeah, you know, I don't think as well. There definitely was change. And even in the primary season, there was some change. But I would say that it didn't happen as extreme. I think... we needed that, but honestly, this is, I don't think we could have pressed it bigger, because you have, for the first time, and I just want to say, I wasn't for Donald Trump.
Correct,
or against
yeah.
him. I wasn't for Hillary or against her, but in the end, now that I look at it, the first time in history, we have an individual who's an American citizen who's never been in politics go straight to the White House. One of the key points, the one-third of our government, the three trifecta. So that's amazing that we've had that happen, and it's historic. So had we voted out a bunch of people in Congress, it would have been fine. But I'm not sure we could have had more of a reset happen so dramatically. And so for that aspect, I'm hopeful. I think this is what we needed. The country, as I drove around the country, the big message I got from people was they were unhappy, and that absolutely we needed to go in a new direction. And I think the people rose up and they spoke, which to me is beautiful. So from that aspect, I love it.
Now, where were you, Sean, on November 8th?
Well, I was in Philadelphia. That was my plan.
Oh.
To me, Philadelphia is the seat of our, really, our republic. Independence Hall and the Constitution to me are kind of symbols of freedom, because that's what set off freedom around the world. When that Constitution was written, it caused France to immediately have a revolution. And that idea that people can rule spread around the world, and now we have over half the countries in the world that has some form of people rule. Hmm. So to me, Philadelphia was the place to be, and that's where I was.
And I remember early on in Pennsylvania, Hillary had like a 300,000 lead, and I go, wow, that's a lot. And then as the night went on, I go, wow, what a comeback. Then when he started leading, I go, what the heck? What happened there?
Well, I'll tell you, the research I've done since then, I've read some articles, the entire country moved to the right, I guess, conservative. They looked back when Obama was elected and now at this election, and so far what they've seen is even in the states where traditionally Democratic, point spread moved to the right. So some of those states that traditionally would be more liberal, they moved enough to the right that they went for Donald Trump. So it's interesting that really the whole country, and I think it's not so much, we have to remember, I think most people voted against Hillary if they voted for Donald. Not that they liked him, they just didn't like Hillary. And I think the other way is the same way. I think a lot of people voted for Hillary because they just could not stand Donald Trump. So it wasn't so much that everybody was for Donald, but this movement to the right, to me, says that people do want to change. So the current administration was going a certain direction, and I think people went, you know what, we need to come back a little bit. So I think that that's what really pushed this in that direction.
Well, and also, I mean, I think everybody knows how I feel about the two parties. But I just really think that it's become more about the parties than it is about the candidate. It's been more about the party's agenda than it has been about what's best for all of us in the United States. And so
Absolutely. One
of the things that I found interesting, which was used against him by super, super far right conservatives, was that Donald Trump has been very liberal on a lot of policies and things as a private citizen. And then, you know, as a candidate, has come more on certain topics to conservatism. I wonder if that may be able to be utilized to be able to get some middle ground, because it seems like we've just become so polarized, you know, that maybe that has a chance of that. And maybe we have a chance of getting people to not just concentrate on two parties. What do you think?
Well, you and I agree. We've talked about this before. I'm very against the whole splitting of the country with the parties, and I think you're right. And I think that there were probably some of those more liberal-minded, anyway, people looking at the fact that Donald in the past used to be a Democrat. So I think you probably have a point there. I don't know if that's going to bridge this thing to get us out of the party system. I think that you have the millennials and the younger people coming up that no longer watch traditional news. They don't necessarily follow our traditions that maybe our parents did, that we maybe still follow. I think it's going to change as these generations move forward. They gather their information in different places. They're not so beholden to a Democratic Party or a Republican Party. And it's already switching, because the independents, that the only segment in the quote-unquote party system that's growing is the independents. It is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think the parties themselves are going to struggle to actually have that core group that always follows them in the future. So, and in the end, I don't know if we're ever going to get away from the parties, because it is a very natural inclination to start fighting, you know, let's get on sides and have a contest against each other. And then the media constantly keeps that going, because that's what helps feed them and why you tune into them. But I like your idea, and I think that's potentially one reason he might have won, is because people did recognize he had some liberal background. But again, everybody voted, I think, against a candidate in this election, which I hated. I wish everybody voted for a candidate because they really loved that candidate. But it wasn't to be.
Yeah.
But we did upset the establishment. And he was the only one of all the candidates in the entire race that was from the outside.
Ben Carson, probably, I think that
was the other one.
Yeah, I think that's the only one, though. Yeah,
mm-hmm,
yeah,
those
he was
only
the
two.
Outsider, mm-hmm. and that's what really drove the fact that people just went, you know what, we're done with that. So, there we are.
Well, and I really am one of those people who tends to think that that the people behind the scenes in the party are the ones pulling the strings, because when you start to see the quote unquote stalwart Republican Bush family supporting Hillary Clinton, who, you know, was a stalwart Democratic family, I looked at that and I started to see that, you know what, really, there's not that much difference between the bigwigs of the parties. They all are puppeteers. And the only way to get rid of the puppeteer is to cut those strings and not use a puppet. Have somebody who, you know, for better or worse, dances on their own.
Well, and I think you're right. And I think that's exactly what the people saw with Donald Trump, that he wasn't going to be beholden to anyone. And I would encourage you, you know, I wish I could be sitting across from him, because I hope that he instructs the people who start nominating. He has 4,000 nominations, which is unbelievable, that he has to fill.
I would tell
the people, number one, you look for competence. That's your first thing you're looking for, not party. And I'm hoping he's going to go that route. He said he's not going to do what everybody else has done in the past. He's a different guy. And I hope that they ignore party and go down with people who are truly competent for these positions. So I agree with you completely. This is the guy that, if you're going to have a guy that's not beholden to any party, this seems to be the guy.
Yeah, I think so, too. Now, you know, of course, your book, How to Press America's Reset Button, the sequel might be Who's Pressing Back? And I sort of think both sides, the Democrats and the Republicans, a section of them, especially Republicans, may push back on Donald if he does try to, you know, implement some of the things that he said he would. And because not all Republicans agreed with him, and Democrats are probably out to get him. So that's going to be interesting. So do you have a sequel ready to go?
Well, you know, that's a good idea for a sequel. But I think you're right. He is. Imagine the pressure, first of all, just through the getting elected, that the guy had to stand up against, with all the Republican Party going against him practically, as well as the Democratic Party. Now that he's in office. And also, he's shown the media that they were completely wrong. He has made so many people look foolish.
Yeah.
That I guarantee you, already the New York Times is on him about this and that. They're going to watch this guy like a hawk and chip at him as much as they can.
And they already are. A lot of the stations are doing it. The media is doing it right as we speak. So, wow, we're up against, the end of the show. But Sean, again, your book is what?
How to Press America's Reset Button, and the website is resetourgov.org. And Dave, anytime I can come on and help and talk, I'm always there for you.
I love it. I really appreciate you, Sean.
Well, and I think part of the follow-up is going to be how we as the people, can help to make sure that this country goes in a unification-type direction.
Yeah.
That's great. I agree.
Now, Sean, where are you now? Are you back home?
I'm in Seattle. Yep, I got home last night. So Nelson is at the dealership. He's going to get unwrapped. That was my motorhome. He's unwrapped, and he's going to be sold. So,
oh, man, such a great motorhome. We saw it when you came to Phoenix. Well,
was that bittersweet for you?
Oh, it was horrible.
I can
imagine. Losing a friend.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not focusing on what's next. So I understand. I've got to move on, but it was sad to leave him.
Yeah, but what an experience. Maybe that's your next book, too, The Experience of Talking to People. So, Sean, thank you so much for calling in, and we'll stay in touch. We'll definitely have you on again, and we'll follow this through and see how it works.
All right. Thanks very much, guys. I appreciate it.
And thank you and your family for their sacrifice in letting you be away that long.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So